Hello and welcome to the Words for Nerds podcast. I'm Odisa Stubos.
I'm Dimitri Stuba, and we're your hosts for today's episode, which is episode number
one, the first full episode.
Hopefully by now you've heard the trailer, and it's made you eager to come back for more about etymology.
Now, you might be asking, what is etymology? Now, this is a big question. Etymology, it sounds simple, but it has a lot of things in it. Well, it's basically about words, where they came from, how they evolved, how they changed, and like about their history and other quote-unquote like relative words that were also etymology words.
Okay. And our format is that every episode we're going to choose one word or phrase, right?
Yeah. And today's phrase is, I forgot, it was a secret and you are going to guess it.
I'm going to guess it. Oh my goodness, where to start? Can you give me a clue?
If I could do it whenever I want, I'd do it for the rest of my life.
If you could do it whenever you want, you would do it for the rest of your life. Is it eating?
Like non-such.
Every second of every day. Oh, okay. It's gonna have to do with screens. Is it watching something?
Correct about the screens, wrong about the watching.
Is it video game?
Yes.
Okay. Video game. Our first phrase. Let me ask you, actually, why'd you pick video game?
First of all, it's a very mixed up word. Video is from Latium, and the language Latin. Latium was ancient Rome, basically.
Yeah.
And it's still spoken in Vatican City, officially.
Okay.
But nowhere else in the world.
Okay.
It's basically a dead language.
And why would you say it's a mixed up phrase?
Because, as I said, video is from Latium.
Yeah.
And game is from the word gamenan, which was from the Vikings spoken in Germany.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we have a phrase and a common one at that, I would think, especially for the grade 2 crowd. But it comes from two very different places and from two very different times in history.
And also two very different languages.
Mm-hmm.
Latin and Elder Futhark.
Elder Futhark. We'll get there. Talk to me a little bit about Latin. So, for instance, how long ago was Latin spoken? Like, is this a contemporary language? Is it an old language? Is
700 BCE to 700 AD.
Oh, wow. That's a long time. How many years between 700 BC and 700 AD?
1400, or you could also call it 1400.
1400 years. Okay, so this isn't a new language. This is an ancient language, right? What does it mean? If we were to go in a time machine back in time to 700 BCE, someone's walking down the street and they say video, what are they talking about?
It means like I see, because the Pac-Man was not invented a million years ago.
So like, it means to see. Okay. And if we were to see it written down, would we recognize it? What is the Latin alphabet like?
It's English, except there's no G, there's no J, there's no U, there's no W, there's no Y, and there's no Z. So, therefore, there's only 20 letters in its alphabet. It follows the Greek rule. If you're from Greece, you already know that there are some letters in Greek that don't exist in English, and some letters in English that don't exist in Greek.
Okay. All right, so mostly a familiar alphabet. In fact, the alphabet we use for English is called the Latin alphabet because it comes from there. But if we were to go all the way back to ancient Rome, we'd be missing, what is it, 6 letters?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me ask you something. This word video, it makes me think of a phrase, and I'm wondering if you've ever heard it. The phrase is Vini, Vidi, Vici. Have you ever heard that before?
Let me guess.
And please.
It means hot dog, burger, gummy worm.
Hot dog, burger, gummy worm. You want to take another? You want to take another try at it?
Okay. Fat yellow rat.
Fat yellow rat. Closer. Veni, vidi, vici.
Oh, it means I came, I saw, and I conquered.
That's right. I came, I saw, I conquered. This is a famous phrase using our word video, or vidi in this case, and it's attributed to a famous ruler of ancient Rome. Do you know who it is?
Mr. Caesar Salad?
Mr. Caesar Salad. Mr. Julius Caesar.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. And as a side note, he named one of the months of the year after himself. Can you guess which one?
July.
Okay. So, I mean, that tells us quite a bit about video. And now you're saying we have to travel not only to a different part of the world, but a different time to encounter our second word. So you and I know it as game. But what was it called in its original language?
Gammonan.
And what does gammonan mean?
Joy, and like be happy, like
be happy, joyful, to leap and to be joyful is to be gammonan. If we were to take a strict translation of video game, what would it mean?
It means I see someone being happy. I see happy.
I see joy. And certainly I see joy when you're playing video games, right? So, gammonan, where was that spoken and by whom?
It was spoken by the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
Dun, 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 in Germany.
Is that your Vikings sound?
Maybe.
Dun, 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 dun. In fact, it was spoken in a slightly broader part of the world. Where else might you hear the word
gammonan? Scandinavia. Netherlands, part of Finland, part of Germany, and Poland and Russia.
That's right. That's right. And do you remember the name of the language? Gammonan is a word in which language?
Germanic. Or Elder Futhark.
Yeah.
The ancient language of the Vikings. Fun fact. Yeah. If you were to read Gammonan in Elder Futhark, it would be
We have it written in its original alphabet in Elder Futhark, and this is certainly not the Latin alphabet, right? What is this alphabet called?
The runic alphabet.
Yeah, the runic alphabet, where each of the characters is called a rune, right?
Oh.
And if you were to see them as Odysseus tried to sound out, it looks like X, F, backwards A, forwards A, F, X, F, X. And do you know how many runes there were in the full alphabet?
24.
Okay.
The exact same as the Greek alphabet. Now, it wasn't spoken for as long as Latin was.
Right.
It was spoken for 600 years.
Right.
From the 12th century to the 8th.
Actually, it's from the 2nd century.
Oh, yeah.
To the 8th. From the year 200 almost to the year 800. Right?
Yeah.
Fantastic. So we have video and gammonan. And those words at some point got stuck together into video game and became a very common phrase. Okay. Now let me ask you a question about video games. Do you remember the very first video game you ever played?
It was a game called Sneaky Sasquatch. You're a Sasquatch. If you don't know what a Sasquatch is, it's it's a half monkey, half ape.
Half monkey, half ape, maybe like half person?
No,
half?
Ape. And you're like, and you had disguises, you needed food or you would pass out. And if you stayed up too much, you would pass out too.
Are you ready for a new segment of the show that we're going to call Lightning Round?
The Lightning Round.
The Lightning Round. So I think in the future, we're going to have special guests that we're going to bring on the show. And they're going to face a series of lightning fast questions with hopefully lightning fast answers. But because this is our inaugural episode, you're going to be in the hot seat. Do you accept those terms?
Hot seat? I hope I don't burn. Get it?
I get it. All right. You ready? What is your favorite word in any language and why?
Moose. It's a weird word, so.
Moose. And if you could invent a word, what would it be and what would it mean?
Dubbelgut.
Dubbelgut. I like that. What does dubbelgut mean?
Double goat. Two goats.
Two goats together. Double goat. Is there a word that you've always struggled to spell?
Where.
Where.
The word where.
Like where something is. Maybe confusing it with the other. Were and where. One of them has an H. One of them doesn't have an H. Is that right?
I don't have a problem spelling were, but like I have a big problem spelling where. W-H-E-R-E.
Great. And can you name a word that you love the sound of, even if you're not sure what it means?
Guacamole.
Guacamole. Do you know what guacamole means?
Yeah, I do. It's just like, I like it.
You like the way it sounds? All right. And what is the most interesting word that you've learned recently?
Gavial.
Gavial. I don't know this word.
It's basically a big skinny crocodile.
A big skinny crocodile. Okay.
It's much longer and bigger than a crocodile, but it's very much related.
Okay.
To like if you like made a gigantic caiman, like because caiman are sometimes small.
Yeah.
That would probably make a gavial.
Okay. Look, I have to tell you, I'm impressed by your word knowledge, but now I'd like to test your video game knowledge. I'm going to play a series of sounds from famous video games to see if you and our audiences at home can guess what they are, okay? So I'm going to ask you, even if you know the answer, Alicia, don't guess it right away so that people at home listening can have a chance. So here we go. Does this sound familiar to you? What do you think?
Super Mario.
And what's he doing? What's he doing in that sound? What is happening?
Getting a coin.
That's right. All right, sound number two. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah. Pac-Man.
That's Pac-Man eating the white dots, right?
Eating the ghosts.
Yeah, or eating the ghosts, eating his way to the ghosts. And finally, and hopefully our most challenging sound of the bunch, here we go. Oh, that one's a subtle one. Let's play that one again.
Minecraft.
Minecraft.
My favorite video game.
Yes, and what's going on in Minecraft? What is that sound of?
A player eating something.
I'm sure a lot of our listeners do know exactly what you mean. So, can I read something for you? I did a little bit of research myself, too, about video game. And I learned an interesting fact, which I think you will enjoy. The exact origin of the term video game is a bit hard to pinpoint. But we know that people started using it roughly in the early 1970s. But here's the fact that I think you'll like. One of the very earliest known uses of the term is traced back to a game and a game system called the Magnavox Odyssey. You are Odyssea, and one of the first video games was the Magnavox Odyssey. What are the chances of that?
I was named after a famous Greek guy, famous hero.
Yeah, or maybe you were named after one of the first video games. I'll have to talk to your mom and get back to you about that.
Okay.
Now, let's wrap up the episode by reminding our listeners about next week's word or phrase. What are we thinking about? What are we going to be researching?
Telephone.
Okay. Do you want to sign off?
Well, that's it for today's episode. But don't worry, we'll be back with a lot more. Mm-hmm. And you can always listen to it again.
That's true. And if people want to get in touch, what would they do?
Put in their email address and sign up to be a wordy.
Uh-huh. What's a wordy?
It's like Swifty, like from Taylor Swift.
Yeah, yeah. A fan.
Cherry for, yeah.
Armchairy. Is that an armchair expert fan? It's called an armchairy?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay. All right. Well, signing off. See you next time. Bye from me.
And bye from me. Thanks for listening.